Joining us in the studio, and I do apologize for our listeners' very, very poor behavior.
Hi, I'm Kim Rademeyer from Rademeyer Attorneys.
And I'm Hilary Brennan, also from Rademeyer Attorneys.
All right, so Kim and Hilary, the reason that we wanted to chat is this morning is there's this whole, with explosion of the internet and explosion of technologies, is this area of intellectual property is something that you guys focus on. I personally find it a little confusing. I'm busy writing an article about something. I see somebody's written something on News 24. It's all very, very confusing as to what is out there in the public domain, which means we can use it, what isn't, what can we copy. Now, I understand some of that belongs to the whole copyright thing as well, but it's become more and more confusing in the world of technology. What can we use? What can't we use? How do we determine who owns what?
Well, in terms of copyright law, it really depends what exactly you're trying to do. If you're reading News 24 and there's an article about a news story and you're taking inspiration from that, that article would inevitably have been written by an employee of News 24 and it would belong to News 24. The copyright in that article would vest in them. But there's no copyright in facts or general news.
So let's just say, for example, I'm writing a company newsletter and I see an article in News 24 that I think is actually quite relevant to the newsletter that I'm writing. So I take the article, I give credit to News 24 and I paste it to my newsletter and I say, have a look at this article in News 24 below. I think it's very, very interesting and relevant to our conversation. I've given credit to it. But yet I'm using it, not necessarily how, maybe it is how they determined.
You would have to use it exactly how they want you to use it. Generally, when you're sharing an article, you want to share the link to the news platform. So you can say, here's an interesting article that I read on News 24, share the link in your newsletter, and then clients can then click on that link and be directed to the article. So in that way, there's no way of people assuming that you are the originator of that article.
Right. So as long as I've given full credit to it in that form, then that's okay.
Absolutely. There won't be copyright infringement there.
Because it does get very confusing. You know, we don't, you know, often we'll see in books, you know, this book may not be reproduced in any, you know, and for the layperson, that's very, very confusing.
It can be. Copyright is pretty much a gray area. It's one of our only intellectual property rights that can't be registered. Designs, patents, trademarks can all be registered. You get a registration certificate showing your rights. Copyright isn't one of those. So you always, as a copyright owner or the copyright author, have to be very aware and watch what's going on with your work that you've produced.
Right. And moving on to, I think what could be even more confusing is the area of technology, because I might develop something here, but my service sits in Ireland, or I've developed it using other technologies. How do we determine that in terms of ownership?
Well, again, you're looking at various aspects of intellectual property law. So if you're using a new technology, chances are that it's subject to patent protection. But as technology advances, you get protection for smaller increments. So when the wheel was first invented, it was miraculous. It changed the way that we moved. And since then, there have only been small changes on how things go. Mm. So you can still get protection, but it's going to be in increments, basically. You get protection for that new
In other words, if I go and I invent, well, something like, let's say an Uber, I develop the technology around Uber, it changes the way the whole taxi industry operates.
Yes.
Like the wheel. It completely revolutionizes a certain environment. Are you saying that as time evolves, there's only certain aspects of that that will be able to be protected moving forward?
Yes. So basically, the first person that gets there gets the broadest protection. And as you improve on that technology, you only get protection for that small improvement or modification or addition.
Mm, mm. There's always that famous story that around Coca-Cola and them not listing, them not taking out a copyright or the protecting the intellectual property there because of the ingredients and of the recipe, because then they would have to declare it and it ultimately runs out. And today we'd all know what the recipe for Coke is. When a client comes to you, how do you deal with that as these push and pull aspects?
Sometimes a client arrives with an awesome idea, but unfortunately it's not patentable.
Uh-huh.
So we try and look to see what other aspects we can protect. So for example, you mentioned Uber.
Right.
It might be something that hasn't been done before, but it's not necessarily new, because there's a couple of aspects, known aspects, that have been put together.
Ah, okay. So I might take something from here and something from there, then put it all together. Therefore, I haven't really...
No.
Interesting.
So there's a couple of steps that have to be taken in South Africa in order to get a patent.
Mm-hmm.
One is that there has to be an inventive step, and one that it has to be new. So if you put two known technologies or items together, is it obvious that you could have actually put that together, or is it new? Has an inventive step taken place? So we assess that from a patent point of view. If it falls short of those requirements, we can look at doing a design. If it falls short of those requirements, then we can look at copyright. As I said earlier, copyright is automatically granted.
Right.
There's no registration process. And then, of course, trademarks. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, because as your product grows in the market, the trademarks start selling it. That is what people start asking for. They start asking for that product by the name,
right,
that particular name. I mean, I love trademarks, so that's my field.
I can see. I just want to tell you that your whole body language, I mean, we're on radio, when we started talking about this, became so animated. This is obviously a passion of yours.
I love it. You know, South Africans are so entrepreneurial.
Yes.
And we see so many people every day from all different walks of life.
That's stunning.
And we see startups, we see corporates, and people that have got just that passion for inventing, having their own businesses, and they're so excited about everything, you know, to bring this to market. And we're fortunate to be part of that. Trademarks, if you think about it, if something comes onto the market, you don't really know the name of it, but you know. Okay, so for example, a new coffee, you said maybe Starbucks. Okay,
right.
So coffee comes, we've heard about Starbucks, but we don't really know what it is. We go and taste it, it's great. Now we start asking it for by name, Starbucks, Starbucks, Starbucks.
Right.
And that's
that
what starts selling it.
Right.
That's what starts selling it. So we always recommend that if you have a product, even if you can't patent it, let's do a trademark. Let's get some form of protection for it.
Makes absolute sense to me. I am chatting to Kim and Hillary from Rademeier Attorneys. If you have any questions around intellectual property, now's your time. You can actually get some advice for free. Time is 7:28. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. 101.9 Chai FM. Unsigned says, Zanati, Outspan Road is at a standstill.
Oh, dear.
So that's in Sandton. You might want to be a little bit aware of that. Zanati will look into that for the next traffic. Unsigned says, is there a way to check if someone else is copying your idea?
So basically, there's no protection in an idea as such. Your idea has to be reduced to some sort of material form. So either your idea could be a novel, but you have to have written the novel, and it has to be either on your computer or written down on paper. Or your idea could be for a new product, and in which case, if it's new and inventive, you could have filed a patent application for it and obtained patent protection. So for the registered rights, for example, patent rights, if you've obtained patent rights, or you're thinking of obtaining patent rights for your product or your process, you can search the relevant databases to see whether something does exist.
Something
already.
Similar or something like
yes.
that. Time is about to go 7:30. We are chatting intellectual property with Rademeier Attorneys. In just a moment, we're going to go to news headlines, followed by Louis Karpus with the world of sport. Unsigned says, is it very expensive to take out a patent?
It very much depends where you want protection. In South Africa, it's relatively cheap. compared to the rest of the world.
Right.
In other countries of the world, obviously, if you want a patent in
So it's going to cost you wherever you want to, effectively. So if I just want to take protection here in South Africa, that's one aspect. But if I think my product is global and I decide to, you know, to United States and the UK, etc., every place you go, I would imagine it's just going to add
Absolutely.
More and more costs.
Absolutely. And you're paying those currencies, so it gets more expensive.
Right. And I would imagine that the same thing applies if I register it overseas, but then I find somebody's copying my product there. Well, the question is how much appetite and funding I've got to fight it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be a question of costs at the end of the day. How do you know if you have a copyright worth or something worth protecting?
Well, we have to assess it for you.
Right.
So I would suggest that you rather come and see us
right.
or phone us so that we can listen to what you have. Sometimes, as I said earlier, the idea is great, but it actually isn't protectable. But we always try and find some manner in which we can protect it. For example, a recipe or an ingredients list is protectable via trade secrets, not necessarily registrable. But we can put measures in place to help you protect that. So it isn't necessarily open to the public. In terms of a trademark, trademarks can be filed at the trademarks office. You get right. a registration certificate. And then you can put your R with a circle around it, that symbol, which indicates it's registered trademark.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Yeah, I always think it means it's the food, that's something that's kosher, isn't it? No.
No.
So it doesn't mean kosher, eh?
No,
it doesn't. No. All right, time is 7:32. That's where we leave it. How do we get hold of Rhoda Mayer Attorneys?
You can call us on 011-886-3001
right.
or send us an email, info@rademeyer.co.za, or our website, www.rademeyer.co.za.
Right.
And then we've got all our social media platforms
Fantastic.
As well.
Fantastic. Because I think the all of the questions that we're starting to see, and I know from experiences that I've had, the most important conversation to have is that first one.
Absolutely.
Is to be able to sit down with somebody and say, listen, I've got an idea. I'm a very, very overwhelmed by this whole intellectual property thing. What is a copyright? What is a patent? What is a trademark? These are just words that a layperson's hearing. And how do I, should I be protecting that which I've developed? And I would think that the very first thing that somebody should do is actually just go and talk to somebody, talk to yourselves and say, here's my idea. Is there something worth doing something about? And I would imagine you'd encourage exactly that process.
Yes, and I think people have a misconception sometimes that it's so expensive.
Right.
And sometimes they're pleasantly surprised when they hear that it isn't actually that expensive.
Absolutely. And to understand what those expenses are.
Yes.
It's exactly that kind of conversation. Am I protecting, am I comfortable just protecting myself in South Africa? Well, that's one level. If I'm going to go overseas, how big is this story? How big is this business that I want to engage with? So I think I think it's very, very sensible.
And we put filing strategies in place. So we take the client's budget into consideration.
Right.
And we can stagger the filings and we can assist in all different ways.
So in other words,
ways.
As the business grows,
yes.
So let's just say you want to develop it here, protect yourself in South Africa, grow your business to a certain level. And then once you've reached certain milestones, have a plan that says, right, now we're going further abroad.
Yes.
Awesome. Absolutely fantastic. I can tell you that it's given me a very simple and very good understanding of actually what is needed. So thank you for coming into studio. I do find this a complicated area. I have no doubt that our listeners do too, and I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Yeah. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.